Yeah, oh, if you have the coffee in your arm, that's
morning, everyone. Today's daf in Me'ilah Tezayin. Yep. I like it. I'm keeping up over here in Me'ilah. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Okay, I'll take whatever congratulations come my way, I'll take. We are only just a daf away from finishing the fourth berak of Me'ilah, and which means that we just started yesterday. I can tell you, it's a short prakim here, Masechta Me'ilah. We're just less than a week away from finishing and concluding the Masechta, and then we move seamlessly into Kinnon. Okay, but that's a little bit ahead. Let's stay on today. What are we talking about in the fourth parak of Me'ilah? So we talked about Sirif, the concept of combination, meaning the Mishnah, the first two Mishnahs of the fourth parak of Me'ilah talked about how they're Sirif by Me'ilah, meaning if I take Kashim is Be'ach, and I take Kashik Bedek HaBayser, they are Mitzarev Zayim Zeh, meaning in order to successfully violate the Isser of Me'ilah, you need to have a Shavapruta's worth of a value, in which you steal, in which you misappropriate. So the first point is that, in other words, as we've been discussing since day one of the Masechta, there are two different types of kachim, actually three different types, but let's make it simple, two different types of kachim. There's Kedushas Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas Mizbeach, and you could have argued that they really are fundamentally different, and they don't combine for Me'ilah. The first mission tells us they do. They do combine for Me'ilah. Furthermore, the next mission went on to say, this was yesterday's Amud Beis, that not only do Kashim Bedek HaBayis and Kashim Mizbeach are combined, but even the world of Kashim Mizbeach themselves, meaning even different parts of the carbon combined, meaning if I have, let's say, a little bit of the meat of the Ola, and a little bit of the Chelav of the Ola, and a little bit of the Nesachim of the Ola, so they're all going to combine as well. And even by Toda, even if I take the bread and I misappropriate the bread, that's also going to be an Isra of Me'ilah. So there's this whole concept of Tziruf, and this is now classic style of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Once we started talking about the concept of Tziruf, so now the Gemara is going to use this opportunity to talk about it in other areas as well. We talked about yesterday the concept of Tziruf regarding Truma, meaning if I have Truma, or Trumas Meiser, or Chala, or Bikurim, and I combine all of them together, so they're Mitzarev Zayim Zeh, they combine with one another. Notably, we talked yesterday about how the Mishnah could be talking perhaps about being mechametz other dough, okay, and causing other doughs to rise. Okay, and we did that Mishnah yesterday as well. We're moving on. We're on the Mishnah on the bottom of Tezvav Amud Beis. Call on Nevelas Mitzarif from Zayim Zeh, that Nevelas Mitzarif one with another. Take a look at the bottom Rashi on the Amud, L'chazayis, meaning that we know that in order to violate the Isser of Nevela Minatari, you have to eat. And how much do you have to eat? Like all Achila, anything which is consumable, the shears of Chazayis, the Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. And so therefore, if I have a little bit of Nevela from this animal, a little bit of Nevela from this animal, if I have Nevela from two different animals, as long as it's all classified and put under the category of nevela, so they're going to combine, so that I violate the isser of achilas nevela. And if you eat a kazayis of it, and you get a proper warning, and you go through the due process, you're going to be subject to the punishment of malchus. And Rashi says, and let's take it even one step further, and you'll see Rashi gets all this from the Gemara. But if you look at that bottom Rashi again, let's go even one step further. Let's say it's Nevela that comes from two different types of animal, one being kosher, one being non-kosher. So in other words, I have cow meat and camel meat. And the two of them are combined, meaning I have a half a kazayis of cow meat and a half a kazayis of camel meat, so they're going to combine towards the Isser of Nevela. Now you'll say to me, but that's a little bit strange. The camel's already aser, meaning before the camel becomes a nevela, wasn't the camel behema tamea? Meaning the Torah already prohibited it to me. So now that it died without a proper shechita, and it's a little bit strange. There's no such thing as a proper shechita for a camel. Camel's not open to the idea of shechita. But nevertheless, if it died without a proper shechita, so it's going to be subject to nevela. That's what our Mishnah says, and that's where, well, the Mishnah doesn't say all that, but that's how Rashi understands the Mishnah. As we go through the Gemara, that'll be clear that that's the Gemara's understanding of the Mishnah. Okay, next, Tashkatzim Mitzarfim Zayim Zeh. And also we talk about Shkatzim. Shkatzim are those, anything that crawls on the ground. right? Turtles, rodents, anything that's low to the ground falls under the category of shkatzim. Bugs, worms. So they had a very easy classification category, you know, the way they categorized their animal life. So low to the ground, shekets. Has legs, right? Big legs, behemah, chaya. Anyway, so the shkatzim and mitzarev zayim zed, they combine one with another. Now, when we talk about shkatzim combining with one another, so there are two issues to discuss. Number one, there's the issue of achila, meaning you're not allowed to eat a sheket. Shkatzim are prohibited to eat. So certain grasshoppers are okay, but generally speaking, shkatzim are prohibited to eat. So number one, we could be talking about isra achila. But there's another thing as well. By shkatzim, it also give off tumma. Now, not all shkatzim give off tumma. 8 shkatzim in the Torah give off tumma. The Torah in Parsha Shmini, which we just learned. No. 2 Shabbatim ago, sorry. And in Eretz Yisrael, 3 Shabbatim ago. Yeah, you heard Shmini a long time ago. Yeah, so the Torah there enumerates 8 different types of shkatzim that are subject to tumma. So when the Mishnah says that they combine, it could also be talking about vis-a-vis tumma.
How about Nevela, the same thing, no?
What do you mean? Yeah, the Nevela, right, the
so
carcass of a sheretz. Oh, we could be talking about in Tumah as well.
Mm-hmm.
We could be. We'll see. Okay, so Amar Rav. So we start off with our Gemara. Lo shana l'inyan Tumah. Ava l'inyan achila tahorn bifnei atzman u'temein bifnei atzman. So now, right, exactly as Phil pointed out, right, in other words, when you read our Mishnah, here's what we know. Our Mishnah is talking about Nevela. Our Mishnah is talking about Shvatzim. Nevela of animals and shkatzim. And we also know that our Mishnah says that they're mitzarev, they have to combine with one another. But in terms of combination, there really could be two issues going on. There could be the issue of tumah, and there could be the issue of achila. Okay? So which one are we talking about? So Rav says that our Mishnah is only talking about l'inyan tumah, but not l'inyan achila. So now take a look at that top Rashi on the Amud. Rashi writes, Amar Rav Loshanu, Devin Nevela to mitzarev from zu and zu, Damashma afil Nevela behema tamayim Nevela behema tahara. Ela le'inyan tumah. Our Mishnah, according to Rav, there are going to be 3 opinions over here, so just keep everyone straightened out. According to Rav, that's only, they come on only in the world of tumah. Meaning, Rashi goes on to write, Hanogea behem, that if you touch them, you're going to become subject to tumah. Debetar vayu ksiv, Hanogea benivla sayitma. But in terms of eating, if I have a half a kezias of kosher nevela, and kosher nevela, by the way, is oxymoronic, meaning you understand. I mean, it came from a kosher animal. So if I have a half a kezias of cow meat, let's say it like that, and a half a kezias of camel meat, lo mitzarev, in terms of eating, they're not going to combine. Now, in no way, shape, or form are we saying that it's okay to eat a half kezias. It just simply means that you did not eat the full shear. You're not going to be subject to malchus. Chatzi shear is aser. Machlokus, whether it's aser min haTorah or aser min derabbanan, but chatzi shear is aser. The only discussion over here is whether they combine to get to the shear so that you're subject to malchus. El nevelos tahor bifnei atzman mitzarfen zu imzu, and nevelos mitzmeis bifnei atzman. Now Rashi continues to write, and I'm going to continue reading in Rashi. De'ain, I'm skipping the parentheses. De'ain iser chal al iser de lo asi iser nevela v'chal al iser behema tamea helkach lo mitzarfin. And why not? So Rashi says beautifully, meaning, and from the Gemara it'll seem clear as well, that really the issue over here is as follows: camel meat. I have a half a kezias of camel meat. So that's already aser. Meaning before it became a nevela, before the camel died, it's already prohibited. The animal's behema tmeya. So therefore, when the animal dies without a shechita, so now what do you want to say? That the iser nevela is going to overlap on top of the iser of behema tmeya? No, ein iser chal iser. You don't have one iser applying to another iser. We spoke about this at length. Unless the second iser provides a new dimension, right? Iser mosif, iser kolel, iser chamor maybe, unless it provides a new dimension. But if all the second iser is doing is saying, don't eat it, we know already you can't eat it. We already have the iser of behemoth tomato.
Why isn't it more inclusive?
And it should be more inclusive because...
Why isn't it more inclusive? You know, but the camel... Why isn't it more inclusive if you say that it's a nevela?
Because what's nevela going to add?
Nivela could apply to a lot of different animals, even non-kosher ones. So you could say it's more inclusive. Than
okay, but to say, I understand that, but to say that this piece of meat, which is already camel, which already means I can't eat it, now we're going to call it Nivela. Meaning, what did that add in the world of meat? It's all right. I mean, just yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's what's behind Rav. So ain't Issachal Isser. So but wait a second. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says they do combine Nevela do Armitzar. So Rav will tell you, yeah, in the world of Tumah they combine, right? Meaning, so to combine to get to a shear of Tumah, so then we'll talk about combination. But in terms of Achila, Zebifneatma v'Zebifneatma. Okay, that is the opinion of Rav. The Gemara continues, Levi Amar, Afilu la'achila nami mitzarfin. And Levi disagrees. And Rashi says, and what's behind Levi's position, next Rashi on the Amud, Dikasavar Isser Chalal Isser, V'chayiv Shtayim, Achaz Mishum Nehemet Tameva, Achaz Mishum Nevela. Levi does follow the position of one Isser overlaying on top of another Isser, meaning the generally accepted position throughout the Gemara is Ein Isser Chalal Isser. But as we've noted, there are many Tanaim who are, I don't know about many, but there are Tanaim who hold that Isser Chala Isser, that we can overlap one Isser on top of another, even though the second Isser really isn't introducing anything new, but still we're going to give it the shame Isser of the second Isser. So therefore, according to Levi now, this camel, once the camel's dead, not only is it Behemoth Tameah, it's also Nevela as well. So first of all, according to Levi, and this is what Rashi just told us, according to Levi, if I eat that meat of a camel, meaning, in of itself, just the meat of the camel, and I eat it because I said the meat of the camel, I'm going to get Malkus two times over. One for eating Behemoth Tameah, and a second set of Malkus for eating Nevela. And then, furthermore, now, according to Levi, that's what our Mishnah means as well. No, I'm saying if I eat a full shear. And then, furthermore, is that if I had a half a shear, a half a kezias of camel, dead camel meat, and a half a kezias of dead cow meat, so according to Levi, they're going to combine, because that dead camel, not only is it Behemoth Tameah, it's also Nevela. And so therefore, the Nevela is going to combine with Nevela, so therefore you get a full shear. Good.
But you'll get only one
Malkus. There, you're only going to get one set of Malkus. Right. Correct. Correct.
But when it eats, doesn't it get automatically Tumah?
No, Tumah, huh?
When it eats it, doesn't it automatically also...
No, Tommy is only for touching the animal.
I mean, that's
okay, fine. No, I'm saying, but that's a different issue altogether. The tumah is a totally different issue. Okay, Veravasi Amar Tahorn Latzmam Utmeim Latzma. Now, Ravasi makes a statement. Okay, so we're gonna call this a third opinion, perhaps. You'll see. Ravasi Amar Tahorn Latzmam Utmeim Latzma. Now, his statement sounds very definitive. Keep everything separate, right? You know how we keep meat and milk separate? He says, keep your kosher animal separate and keep your non-kosher animal separate. The two don't mix. Now, Ika de Amri... Oh, wait. So, Ika de Amri, Pliga de Rav. So, one understanding of Ravasi is that he just fundamentally disagrees. Meaning, he disagrees with Rav. Meaning, he says they are never to combine. The obvious question, which the Gemara later on will ask, is what about our Mishnah? Which said that they do combine. Okay, fine. That's a question. Well,
isn't he Rav's student? He's supposed to follow the call of Rav.
Apparently, the Gemara has a tradition that he argues with Rav. Although I don't say it definitively, because the next line of the Gemara is Vika da Amrei Lo Pligi, and the some say no. That what he's saying is really the same thing as Rav. Meaning Rav says they don't combine, and that was only vis-a-vis Achila. But in terms of Tumah, they do combine. So now, as you can well imagine. As you can well imagine, the version that Rav Asi agrees with Rav, that's a good version, meaning that's a version that we can all hear and understand. Because, first of all, Ben's right, Rav Asi is a student of Rav, so it makes sense that he's following his Rebbe. And two, is that you have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Kol Nevelos Mitzarfin. And so, if you're going to take the position of A Mitzarfin, what are you going to do with our Mishnah? So to that, we're just going to simply say our Mishnah is talking only in the world of Tumah. They will combine vis-a-vis the laws of Tumah, but they won't combine vis-a-vis the laws of Achila, because Ein Isser Chala Isser. So good. So at least we At least we understand how that's going to work. But what if Rav Asi's making a statement and he's disagreeing with his Rav, who happens to be Rav? And he holds that they never combine. So then what are you going to do with our Mishnah?
You mean never.
Correct. I mean to that degree of never.
Okay. Well, so if he agrees with Rav,
correct.
What is he adding if he agrees with Rav?
Nothing.
So when I said that Rav
Asi... Yeah, okay, that's a fair point. It's a very fair point. I don't know. But anyway, so now look at Rashi. Sa'igadami hadar Rav Asi pligad Rav. Umatzinan luk mahay dekam Rav Asi tahar latzma tamei latzma de bein leinyan tuma bein leinyan achilo. Mukam Rav Asi masnisan did nikol nevels mitzarfen hainu taharn bifnei atzman tamei bifnei atzman. And so Rashi will say, and what's he going to do with our Mishnah? He'll be fine with our Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah says they combine. Okay, so when Rav Asi says, so when you learn the Mishnah, here's how you're going to learn the Mishnah. All nevelas combine, right. But make sure you understand that it has to be like nevelas, meaning the nevelas of various kosher animals, meaning cow meat that didn't receive a shechita, and goat meat, and sheep meat. So they're going to combine. Lamb eats. They're going to combine vis-a-vis tuman, vis-a-vis achila. And if I take now camel meat and horse meat and meats of non-kosher animals, they'll combine as well. But that's it. Meaning that's all the Mishnah is saying. But horse meat and cow meat, they won't combine because they are two different categories. It's not the smoothest pshat in the Mishnah, but you have to say something. You have to say a pshat in the Mishnah. And Rashi says that's what Rav Asi would do in the Mishnah. Okay. Meitzvei. So, let's go over. We have a three-way machlokas amongst the Amorayim, Rav, Levi, and Rav Asi. Now, perhaps Rav Asi agrees with Rav. That's one possibility. Perhaps Rav Asi says his own position. Meanwhile...
It couldn't be. Huh? Because if it's Meitzvei, the kashon of Rav Asi, then... It would be a question of Rav also, no?
Well, let's put it this way. Right, you're correct. Meaning we didn't get here yet, but the Gemara's Meitzvei is assuming that Rav Asi disagrees with Rav.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Otherwise, we're not going to have much of a Meitzvei coming up. Okay, so let's just quickly review. So according to Rav, Rav says that they do combine, but that's only vis-a-vis Tumah. They do not combine vis-a-vis Achila. Levi says they combine under all circumstances. How do they combine? How can a cow and the meat of a cow and meat of a horse possibly combine? And he holds Isser Chalal Isser, like some Tanaim hold. And finally, Rav Asi's position is they never combine. Now, there is a version that Rav Asi agrees with his Rebbe Rav, but right now, let's assume Rav Asi says they never combine. Not for Tumah, not for Achila, they do not combine Meisvei. The Gemara now is going to challenge. Mises para vechaye agamal emitzarfin zeim zeh. Let's say I have a half a kazayis of dead cow and a half a kazayis of live camel. You heard me correctly. A half a kazayis of live camel. Well, if it's live, how are you having a half a kazayis? So right, you ripped it off the camel. So that's now called Aver Menachai, Basar Menachai, right? Right, let's call it Basar Menachai. Okay, that's the more appropriate terminology. Okay, but the point now is that you have two different Isurim.
But Basar Menachai doesn't give Tumah, it's just a prohibited
issue. Aver Menachai does give off Tumah, and Basar does not. So, okay, but anyway, the Braisa says that I have a half a kazayis of dead cow and a half a kazayis of live camel. Emitzarf and Zaym Zed, they don't combine. Okay, good. And we all understand that, meaning because they really are fundamentally two different Yisurim. But now, what the Gemara is going to do is make a very simple diuk. Let's see what the Braisa is saying. Let's see what the Braisa is not saying. Right? And we'll just simply go one step further in the Braisa. Ha, Misa, Shneim, and Starfin. But let's just now adjust one of the meats. Let's say the meat that came from the camel came from a dead camel. It sounds like from the Braisa, now they're going to combine. Meaning, where do the Braisa run to find a case where they don't combine? Where it's cow meat and live camel meat. Right, why didn't the Braisa talk about dead camel meat? Oh, it must be because if it were dead camel meat, it would have combined with the live... I'm sorry, with the live, sorry. With the dead cow meat. Good. V'kasha l'Rav Asi, and that now becomes difficult for Rav Asi, because Rav Asi says they never combine, and by never, we're going to assume he means never. So now the Braisa sounds like it's going against Rav Asi. Aha, chayish name it's Darfin. So, Ema, sorry, I missed an important word of the Gemara. Ema ha chayish name it's Darfin. So the Gemara says no. Meaning, let's make a different diuk in the Braisa. Right? Let's go the other way in the Braisa. Maybe what the Braisa is trying to tell us is that if they're both coming from live animals, meaning I rip off a half a kazayis from cow, and I rip off a half a kazayis from a camel, and they're both were alive, so now it is basta menachai together with basta menachai, granted that they're coming off two different animals, granted that one animal is a kosher animal, and the other animal is not a kosher animal, but still it's basta menachai combined together. And they combine, umani, Rabbi Yehudi, Damar, Evim menachai, Noeg, Betameah, the author of this braisa is Rav Yehuda, who says that Basa Menachai, Avram Menachai, is noig by Tamea. Ava Misa Shnei Amai Lamed Starfi. Good. So that's the diuk we want to make now. That they came off both of live animals. And if that's the correct diuk, so then it's not difficult on Rav Asi altogether. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So, but, right. Now, what would be then if I ripped it off of two dead animals? So the Gemara says, Ava Misa Shnei Amai. So good. So now tell me. What if I did rip it off of two animals? So lo mitzarfei. So now you're telling me, according to Rav Asi, they don't combine. Of course, because cows, kosher and non-kosher animals, never combine, according to Rav Asi. So that's what you want to tell me. Im kein, my area derived vitini misas par v'chayi gamal. Ha'afil misas shneim lo mitzarfei. So the Gemara starts off with a very simple question. Look, the Braisa was obviously interested in making contrast. Meaning cases where they do combine and cases where they don't combine. If Rav Asi, if you're right, if they don't combine, even if the meat came off two dead animals, dead cow and dead camel, right? If they don't combine over there, wouldn't the Braisa prefer that case? Meaning, remember, what the Braisa is always interested in doing, what the Mishnah is always interested in doing, is providing for us the biggest chiddush. The biggest chiddush it can. So wouldn't you venture to say that if we're looking for a scenario where they don't combine, and I'm looking for the biggest chiddush, wouldn't the biggest chiddush be where they came off of two dead animals? And then the Bryce is telling us, oh, they don't combine, right? And why don't they combine? Because one's coming from a kosher and the other one's coming from a non-kosher. Why did the Bryce go to meat from a live camel together with meat from a dead cow? Why did the Bryce choose that case? That's question number one. Question number two, va'od, Tanya. Then the Gemara goes on to quote more of this braisa, chatzi zayis para bechayeha, vechatzi zayis gama b'misasa, ein mitzarfin. Then what this braisa does is it flips. Let's now say that we take a half a zayis of live cow meat straight off the cow, right? Can't get fresher than that. Can't get more usser than that. That's basar menachai. Together with half a kazayis of camel meat from a dead camel, ain mitzarfin. So they don't combine. Avachatzi zayis mipar. Huh? That was the reverse of the previous. Avachatzi zayis mipar v'chatzi zayis migamal. Avachatzi zayis mipar v'chatzi zayis migamal. But if I take half a zayis of cow and half a zayis of camel, bein bechayeha, bein b'misasa, mitzarfin. Whether they're both alive, whether they're both dead, they're going to be mitzarev. Meaning, as long as both animals were in the same condition, when I pulled it off the animal, if they were both alive, or if they were both dead, they do combine.
If this braisa was this long, why did they go only the first part and kept the last part?
It could be this last part was not of the same braisa. It could be that I'm incorrect about my assertion, that it comes from the same braisa. But anyway, kasha reisha seifa. Now the Gemara points out. Now what did you do? Earlier you said that if they came off two dead animals, they don't combine. Meanwhile, this braisa says they do combine. So elalav shema mina misa shnei mitzarfin. So that sounds like you're wrong. Sounds like that if they come off two dead animals, they're going to combine. So according to Rav Asi, again, all this is an attack on Rav Asi. Rav Asi, according to one version, which is the version we're assuming right now, says that if they come off kosher, non-kosher animals, they never combine. It never means never. They never combine. Meanwhile, the Braisa says they do. Okay. So this is all difficult for Rav Asi. Am alecha Ravasi, haitana sabr iser chal iser. So Ravasi will say, look, you want a defense? I'll give you a very simple defense. The Gemara is saying this on behalf of Ravasi. As we already explained from the beginning of this whole discussion, really one of the core issues over here is, when you have a camel that dies, is it also a nevela? Yes or no? It's contingent on the question of whether you hold iser chal iser, ain iser chal iser. So Ravasi will say in his defense, I hold ain iser chal iser. Period. So when a camel dies, so you know what it is? It's a camel. It's a dead camel, huh?
That's Rav's position.
And correct. It's a dead camel. And it's not a nevela because it's already usher on the fact that it's a dead camel. So now I'm telling you they don't combine because you're talking about dead camel combining with nevela. It's not nevela plus nevela, it's nevela plus dead camel.
So according to the submissions, all nevelas have to be kosher animals.
Right, meaning a nevela can only come from a kosher animal. Correct. Correct. That would be the conclusion coming out of this Gemara.
Does a non-kosher animal alive give off tumah?
Does it give? No live animals give off tumah. Well, the meat that's ripped off, or the limb that's ripped off, is going to give off tumah, but that's because it's a limb. That's because it's a dead limb. But no, live animals, no tumah. So the Gemara says, "I'm alecha Ravasi, Aitana Sav Yisr Chal Yisr." Good. So in other words, so I'm fine. Meaning, so you quoted a brisa that goes against me. Really, I fundamentally disagree with that brisa. And of course, I myself have support. Meaning, as I pointed out, most Tanaim say, "Ein Yisr Chal Yisr." I go like that version. The brisa you quoted me says, "Yisr Chal Yisr." Okay, fine. So that's where we stand right now. So again, Rav, Levi, and Ravasi. Okay. I'm a Rav Yehuda Merav. Now, we turn the page and we turn the topic. We now move over into the world of Shratzim.
So what happened?
What happened over here is that... yeah. What happened over here is that it's a three-way machlokus. And usually on Yisroel we fall like Rav. Meaning it's not Rav Yochanan disagreeing, it's Levi, it's Ravasi, so we're going to go like Rav. Meaning that as far as Achila is concerned, they don't combine. Okay. Now, Am Rav Yehuda Merav Achila Shratzim Loke. Let me read the important words over here. Allah Bechazayis. Okay, you eat sherets. Now, eating a sherets does not sound here in our Western culture. We don't eat Shratzim. In the East, they go for that. you were recently there.
They're not prohibited by seven laws.
No.
They can.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, enjoy. Okay, so none of this appeals to me. I have no yetzahara for this kind of activity. But anyway, Shratzim are subject to be. There's an Isra Achila. You're not allowed to eat Shratzim. Okay, now, but let's imagine though, you'd like to eat Sheretz, and at what point exactly are you going to get Malkus? Now, what's the options? Meaning, isn't it a pretty clear cut discussion? Meaning, by any Isra Achila, the shear is going to be a Kazayas. So, when are we talking about Sheretz? Okay, it's a prohibited food, the shear is going to be Kazayas. Now, what I say is so straightforward, what I say makes so much sense, and that's where we're going to start the discussion. That in order to be subject to Malkus, so you're going to eat a Kazayas of Sheretz.
Unless you eat an entire Sheretz, it doesn't end up a Kazayas.
Good. Hold that thought for a moment. My time, Achila Ksibuhu. Because when the Torah introduces us to the Isser of Sheretz, it uses terminology Achila, and Achila's code word, and Achila's code for Kazayas. Whenever the Torah says that there's an Achila, either an Isser of Achila or a Mitzvah of Achila, so then that's code for Kazayas. On Pesach night, we have a Mitzvah to eat Matzah. The Torah doesn't say how much. Halach l'moshe misinai. Right, Barav Tochlu Matzah. So the Achila is referring to a Shear of Kazayas. And by Isser as well, the Shear is going to be a Kazayas. So good. So that's a great way to start off a discussion. It's the position that makes the most sense. So, V'hatani Rav Yossi, Rav Yechanina, Kamed Rav Yochanan. Now, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Now, the Braisa was said over by Rav Yossi, Rav Yechanina, in front of Rav Yochanan. And the first we're going to learn the Braisa together, and then what's going to be very important is to see Rav Yochanan's reaction when he hears a Braisa. So the Braisa reads like this: the Hivdalt and Bain, Habehema Tahora Latamea, Ubainaofa Tame Latahor, Velos Tishatsu Es Nafsho Sechem, Babebehema Vaov Vachol Asher Termos Ha Adamar, Asher Hivdalti Lachem Litame. Good. We're reading that this Shabbos, right? Achrei Mos Kedoshim. If I'm correct, this is Kedoshim. This is Parshas Kedoshim. So the Gemara notes the Braisa notes that the pasuk is a little bit funny, meaning the pasuk, how does it open up? The Abdaltim bin Abehematar Latameo bin Aofatam Latahor. Velos Shaksu is now Shosechem. Sounds like it's starting by telling us don't eat it. Pasach HaKasov Ba'achila. And then, as the pasuk then continues and it gets to the end, oh, and make sure not to become tameh. And finally, v'siyem b'tumah. It's okay. They've seen better days. V'siyem b'tumah, and it finishes off b'tumah. Matumah b'chadasha, afachila b'chadasha. Oh, but now listen, now this is a classic hekesh. So, in other words, when we talk about the shear, how much sheretz do you need to come into contact with? Now remember, sheretz, first of all, two important things to remember. Number one, sheretz only gives off tumah only when it's dead, not when it's alive. Number two is that the shear of tumah is different than the shear of achila. The shear of tumah is becha adasha, the size of one lentil bean. Not particularly big. That's how much sheretz, dead sheretz, you need to come into contact with in order to transmit the tumah.
And that's the eight species,
though. And it's another important point. It's a very important point because it's going to play into the Gemara later on. And this halacha of tumah by sheretz is only limited to the eight shrats mentioned in Parsha Shmini. Okay, which
Shmini ate
a lot of them. Yeah, I never thought about that. Okay, so avachil b'chadasha. Now, so and just like the shear of tumah is an adasha. And in the same pasuk, the pasuk transitioned from eating sheretz to becoming tamei from sheretz. So now that the shear of tumah by sheretz is an adasha, the shear of eating a sheretz is also going to be an adasha. So says the Braisa. Now, what did Rav Yochanan, when Rav Yochanan heard that Braisa, what was his reaction? The Kalsi Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan says, what a beautiful Braisa. Oh, excellent. Okay, good. So now we have somewhat of an issue. The Gemara's discussion over here on the Amud Beis starts off with the statement to Rav Yehuda Marav, that how much sheretz do I need to eat in order to be subject to Malkus? A Kazayis. Okay, which again makes sense. Achila. But then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, and the Braisa quotes a Hekish, and the Hekish compares Tumah sheretz to Achila sheretz. And just like Tumah sheretz is Becha Adasha, Achila sheretz is Becha Adasha, which is significantly less than a Kazayis. And so it's a Kasha on Rav. The Kasha l'Rav. So lo kasha kam b'misasan kam b'chayehen. So to answer, the Gemara suggests, well, maybe we can make the following distinction. Meaning, when is the Braisa correct that the shear of achilas b'chadasha? That's if you eat the dead sheretz. But Rav was talking about eating live shratzim. Now that's even more disgusting. But right now, I'm not interested in the level of disgust. I'm right now interested in defending Rav. So Rav's position that you're going to only be subject to Malkus if you eat kezayis of sheretz, he's talking about live sheretz. And think about it; it really makes perfect sense because the hekesh is only when there's tumah. So then the shear of achilah is going to change. There's only tumah once the sheretz is dead. So then the shear is going to change. The shear of achilah is going to change. It's fascinating. Meaning, what happened is that while the sheretz was alive, you had to eat a kezayis of that sheretz in order to be subject to Malkus. Once the sheretz dies, the shear changes. It changes from a kezayis to a dasha. But it makes sense, though, in the context of the Braisa, because the Braisa says that it's compared to tumah.
And in the dish, if there are two prohibitions, right? Then it's a tumah, and there's also eating.
And then there's going to be tumah, and there's also going to be eating. But tumah is not a double prohibition. It's two different things that are now coming out of that sheretz. Number one is tumah, and number two is the yisra achila. But tumah is only for contact, not for eating. So, kam b'misasan, kam b'chayem. Amalei abayi v'ha rav amasnisin kai. Umasnisin kol ashratzim katani afilo b'misasan. So the Gemara says, that's it's a great way to explain it. But isn't Rav talking about our Mishnah? Now, our Mishnah, it's a very short Mishnah. Kol HaNevelos Mitzarfin Zum Zu, V'kol HaShkatzim Mitzarfin Zum Zu. Nevelos combine with one another, and Shkatzim combine with one another. Now, our Mishnah is talking about where the Sheketz is dead. How did I know that? Well, it's first of all, it says the word kol, and also, look what it puts side by side. It put Nevela right alongside Sheketz. Now, Nevela, by definition, is talking about a dead animal, so by extension, Sheketz is also here in the context of the Mishnah, talking about a dead Sheketz. Okay, I didn't make that up. Rashi, I just said over Rashi. So the... So isn't Rav talking about our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is talking about a dead Sheketz? And so it's a nice defense of Rav, but isn't he going on the Mishnah? So Amalei Rav Yosef, Hayu Diyka Dilcha, meaning who said that? You said that. Rav never commented on the Mishnah per se. You thought that Rav was commenting on the Mishnah. I just disagree. So Rav Shmai Tabalma Kamar. Rav was making an independent statement. He was not commenting on the Mishnah. Okay. Now, let's go back to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan heard the Braisa. Rav Yochanan loved the Braisa. He thought it was great. So, Meizvei, the Gemara challenges, based on a Mishnah in Oalos. The Mishnah says, Ayivan Ein Laim Shir. Now, when it comes to a limb, so there is no shear by a limb. A limb that comes off of an animal subject to tumah.
But limb is itself a shear. It's a unit, right?
Perfect. Afilu pachos mechazayis, nevelu pachos mechadashim, and asher it's metamin. Now, just wait. In other words, you're correct. You're absolutely correct. So the Mishnah in Oalo says that even if it's less than a kazayis of nevela, even if it's less than an adashim of asheret, but as long as it's an entire limb, it's going to be a source of tumah. Okay? The Amr of Yochanan ain lokin alein ella bechazayis, and Rav Yochanan says that you're only going to be subject to malchus only if it's a kazayis. Okay, now as Rashi points out, it sounds like Rav Yochanan is going on the Bryce, and the Bryce is clearly talking about once they're dead, once the sheretz is dead, so. So it's a bit difficult because Rav Yochanan praised the Braisa that was quoted by Rav Yossi Brebi Chanina. The Braisa of Rav Yossi Brebi Chanina taught us that when you have a dead sheretz, all you need to do is eat an adasha of it in order to be subject to the Isser of Achila. And here Rav Yochanan is making a statement of how much dead sheretz do I need to eat? I need to eat a kazayis. So it's difficult. You can't praise a Braisa which says that the shear is only an adasha, and then make a statement saying no, the shear is a kazayis. So Amar Rava. So the Gemara now, in an attempt to defend Rav Yochanan, b'muvdal. Sorry, I'm going to get it right. B'muvdal and dibir hakasav. Okay. So the Rava's answer over here is slightly cryptic. B'muvdal and dibir hakasav. So there's a Rashi, there's a Tosfos. Today. Today we're going to opt into Tosfos' explanation of the Gemara over here. Slightly smoother, slightly more straightforward. You can see Rashi yourself for a different explanation. But basically we're going to say like this. Look, Rav Yochanan is right and Rav Yochanan is right. Meaning that the shear of eating a dead sheretz is a kazayas, and the shear of eating a dead sheretz is an adasha. Okay, it depends what kind of sheretz you're eating. Right. Meaning, as Ben accurately pointed out, the Torah tells us that there are eight shratzim that when they're dead, they're going to give off tumah. Right. And we know as a fact, meaning the starting point for the whole discussion is that on the Isser of tumah, so you only need an adasha. And Rav Yochanan heard the Braisa with a hekesh that made a comparison to the tumah to the achila. So, if it's a sheretz that gives off tumah, meaning the eight shratzim that are mentioned in the Torah, so when they're dead, the shear of tumah is an adasha, the shear of achila is an adasha as well. However, there's a whole world of shratzim that are not going to be tummy when they're dead. So Rav Yochanan says, there you have no hekesh. So there, the shear of achila is going to be kazayas. Okay. Right.
That's what Rav said also, no?
In other words, right, correct. There's not going to. In other words, when all said and done, when this daf is over, we're going to really align everybody. There's going to be full alignment between Rav and Rav Yochanan, And even between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yochanan, meaning all the various positions which seem to be at odds with one another, the Gemara makes a smooth alignment. And the Gemara says, look, it depends. First of all, you have to know what kind of sheriff we're dealing with. If it's a sheriff that gives off tumah when it's dead, so then yes, the shear is going to be an adasha. But that's only after it's dead. Before it died, in other words, you eat live shratzim, even if it's a sheriff that would give off tumah when it's dead, but before it's dead, it's kezias. And if we're talking about the entire other world of shratzim that don't give off tumah, the shear is going to be kezias. So Amar, good. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, and that is according to Tosfos. I gave you the short version of Tosfos. Now Amale Ravad Bravala Ravala Miata Behemanami Liflagi Behemuvdelas Lashaina Muvdelas. So the Gemara says, well, if you're right, so in the world of animals, so why don't we make such a distinction between the animals that give off tumah, animals that don't give off tumah? So the Gemara says, right, which animal, what kind of animal is not giving off tumah? What do you want to say? Animals?
Maybe
it's trefa that was shachter. Or maybe animals. A tamea versus a tahora. Okay. So l'shenam avdal samalei ki kamakishrachman laval tishakso aval shir and lo. So the Gemara says, look, the only reason why we arrived at this conclusion is because of the hekesh. The hekesh is a limited hekesh. The hekesh is only talking about shkatzim. The hekesh is not referring to any other type of animal. So therefore, when we adjust the shear from a kezias down to an adasha, we're only going to be adjusting it in the world of shkatzim, because that's where the hekesh is. But by all other animals where there is no such hekesh, so therefore, we don't adjust the shear. Okay. That is... Right? Oh, in other words, right. What the Gemara was suggesting, that's right. The Gemara was suggesting that the behema shear also should be dropped down to an adasha. Right? That was the Gemara's suggestion over there. That's okay, good. Now I understand. And then the Gemara says, no, because the adjustment is only by shekels. Okay. All right, very good. All right, so we started off today by, it was one Mishnah and one sugya. Okay, the Mishnah talked about how Nevelos are Mitzarif Zayim Zeh, major discussion amongst the Amoraim. What about Behema Temea with Behema Tahara? Are they the Nevela of cow meat, dead cow meat, and the Nevela of dead camel meat? Do they combine? So, major machlokas amongst the Amoraim. The conclusion is like Rav, where for as far as Achil is concerned, they're not going to combine. Which all that means, by the way, meaning let's not make. I mean, it's important, but let's not make too big a deal about it. All that means is that obviously, if I have half a kezias of cow meat, I can't eat it. And let's assume, like Rav Yochanan, Chasi Shir Zastam in the Torah, and I can't, it's an Issur Daraisa to eat it. And camel meat, of course, you're not allowed to eat as well. And even a half a kezias of it, you're not allowed to eat Chasi Shir Zastam in the Torah. All that means now is that if I take a half a kezias of one, half a kezias of the other, and I put the two together and I eat the full kezias, I'm not subject to malchus. Because I'm not eating nevela plus nevela, I'm eating nevela plus behema tamea. Okay, that's what it amounts to, is that you're not going to get malchus if I put the two together. Okay, but it, still, in of itself, each one by itself is still going to be usher to eat, even chatzi shir is going to be usher to eat. Okay, and then the second half of the daf today is talking about what the shir of a sheretz is. And the Gemara's conclusion is that the shear of a sheretz that gives off tumah after it's dead is going to be moved down to the shear of an adasha. Why? Because of the hekesh that was quoted by Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina. Since the amount of a tumah is going to be b'chadasha, the amount of achil is also going to be b'chadasha, but this adjustment of shear is only limited to shratzim. It does not apply to dead animals. Dead animals is going to be kezias.
Did you say chazis shears min atara? It's a lab. Why don't you get malchus?
Yeah, because
I'm saying it's a lab.
The chazis shear that's usher is because the Torah says kol chaylev, meaning.
But if it's a min atara, so it's a lab. So why couldn't you get? Well,
no, because you don't. Just because it's usher min atara does not always mean you're going to get punished. In other words, there's a shear for a reason. In the world of achila, the shear is to get to the point of onish, to get to that point of punishment. But just because something is, there's no onish, doesn't mean it's usher min haTorah. We find very often many yisurim in the Torah that don't have a punishment, and yet it's still going to be Asur min HaTorah. No, sir. Right? Leaving over no, sir. That's an Isur min HaTorah. There's no Malkus. Okay, good. You're right. There's a reason why, but I'm saying, but we find it. We find Isur min HaTorah that don't have Malkus.